Woke Lancet, Climate Change Threatens to Reverse Decades of Health Gains. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 14, 2023. The once revered Lancet Medical Journal warns in its latest issue that climate change threatens to roll back decades of advances in global health. The climate crisis is increasing future health risks of injury, disease, and death, through more intense and frequent extreme weather disasters and more extreme heat, the UK-based journal contends. The Lancet cites a multi-agency report predicting that the number of medium-scale or large-scale disaster events is projected to reach 560 per year, or 1.5 each day, by 2030. What the article fails to acknowledge is that global deaths from weather-related events have been steadily decreasing by the year to a mere fraction of what they were 100 years ago. The human cost of extreme weather events is steadily declining, and the year 2021 saw a new record low number of weather-related deaths, climate expert Bjorn Lomborg reported last January. Fewer and fewer people die from climate-related natural disasters, Lomborg wrote, and despite breathless climate reporting, almost 99% fewer people died in 2021 than 100 years ago. Worse than spoiled milk. Spoiled brat animal activists pour milk onto floor to protest, something? A total of 6,134 died in weather-related events in 2021, which represents a reduction of 98.7% since the 1920s, noted Lomborg, who is president of the Copenhagen Consensus. Over the past 100 years, annual climate-related deaths have declined by more than 96%, Lomborg explained. In the 1920s, the death count from climate-related disasters was 485,000 on average every year. In the last full decade, 2010 to 2019, the average was 18,362 dead per year, or 96.2% lower. This is why climate alarmists are reluctant to report on weather-related deaths, Lomborg proposed. Declining climate deaths is clearly the opposite of what you hear. But that is because we're often just being told of one disaster after another, telling us how many events are happening, he wrote. If we look at the absolute number of people dying from climate-related disasters, it is simply incontrovertible that these have declined dramatically, he declared, adding that richer and more resilient societies are much better able to protect their citizens. Finally, the Lancet article fails to address the disconcerting fact that nearly 10 times as many people die from cold temperatures than from heat every year, which would seem to imply that slightly warmer temperatures would result in fewer, not more, weather-related deaths. Crikey? Aussie ambassador says climate change can exacerbate risk of sexual violence. Undeterred, The Lancet declares that WHO and health and climate experts are hopeful that the UN Climate Change Conference, 28 Colombian pesos, at the end of November in the United Arab Emirates will rally support for more health funds, lift the political profile of the climate health nexus, and mainstream health in the global climate change agenda. It was The Lancet, after all, that made the absurd and very unscientific claim last January that climate change is the biggest global health threat of the 21st century. In celebrating its 200th anniversary, The Lancet announced that it is more than a medical journal, declaring that its mission is to drive social and political change. Richard Horton, Lancet's editor-in-chief, stated that the publication has a unique commitment among medical journals to improving health, achieving health equity, and advancing social justice. One way The Lancet promotes social justice is by pushing climate change alarmism to the point of calling global warming the biggest health threat of the century, a claim that wilts in the face of fact-checking. Globally, over 165,000 people die every single day from myriad causes, including cancer, heart disease, respiratory diseases, suicide, and accidents. Of these 165,000 people, however, not one dies from climate change. Worldwide, fewer than 10,000 people die each year from all weather-related incidents combined. To suggest that climate change is the greatest threat to global health is therefore patently absurd, unworthy of anyone with a high school education, let alone a medical degree. Follow @WilliamsRome.